Welcome back to Gas Fagging. I'm Kate Campbell.
And I'm Dan Morrison. And we're back.
We're back. I did it.
We made it to another week.
I did it.
Always high stress to get it out.
Stress of saying my name. We're back. Yeah. We survived another week and you survived the COVID.
I did. I'm back out in the world. I literally forgot what the full isolation thing was like.
Yeah.
And also people were just saying to me like, oh, wait, you're isolating, are you? Like, is that still a thing?
That's it. Like, you like forget how much that was our life and that you're like, yeah. Oh, yeah, I still can't go out. I just have to be here and that's the...
That's what I said to Mitch at one point. I said, what was it the first time? Was it 2 weeks? And he was like, it was a week.
Was
and
it
I was
a
like,
week?
No.
Like, I swear well, it was 14 days, wasn't it?
I thought it was 2 weeks. I have no idea. See, that now I'm just like so confused
COVID,
about
we've lost
the whole
our memory. I can't remember what it was, but I got, because me and Adrian got it on Christmas Eve, in that 2020. Hell. So almost the anniversary. Wow.
There we go.
I'm glad you're here.
Well, let's hope you don't get it. Yeah, thank you. No, I'm glad to be alive. I feel much better than last week. Mm. So, and I sound healthier.
You
I
do.
Felt like I was
yeah.
I had to actually like cut out so many coughs from last week as well. Like there was just moments where I was like choking in the background.
There were some times and I was like, oh no, is he gonna recover?
I've
lost him. Dan.
But we've made it.
I
sent you a Vice News clip before of a now God we're stupid just doing
we
day
are the
job.
Fools. I reckon
fools,
I say that
idiots.
Every day. I actually said it today. I'm like, we are the fools. What is wrong with us?
Just the headline is, a Chinese influencer made $13 million in a week promoting products for just 3 seconds. The video is actually phenomenal.
She's like, incredible. She's moving so quick. She like moves. It's like a scanner. It's like, you know what it actually made me think of? It's like the first time when you went to Aldi for the first time, whenever like that was invented. And do you remember like everyone was freaking out about how.
When Aldi was invented. Yeah.
You know, when you went to an Aldi supermarket for the first time and like they didn't put things in bags and they were just like scanning it and throwing it at
you.
Pegging
cereal
like,
at you.
Ah! You're just like, oh my God, this is all happening so quick. That's what she's like the fastest Aldi checkout chick you've ever seen in your life. But she's making so much more money than any of us.
Insane. And it's just like she, it looks like, what color are the boxes? It's like, what brand am I thinking
I
of
think
when
it's
I'm
like,
thinking? Like a Hermes?
It's like,
or like
looks
a,
like it's Louis Vuitton or Hermes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Like, but I think it's Louis Vuitton. Yeah, the orange boxes.
But she's selling the cheapest shit in the world.
She's also throwing those Louis Vuitton boxes on the ground like they're like last week's bread. Like she's just like, like just smacking stuff. I love it though. It's so funny.
That's so good. And I love that she's now been banned because she didn't give enough information about the items.
About
as in
the
like
problem.
She's shown them for like 2 seconds, like said the item and then thrown it to the floor and some poor like intern's picking it up
like oh
off the
God.
Ground.
Can I take this home?
The array of products as well where it's like, oh, here's a little like jumpsuit looking thing and then here's some coat hangers and here's a hairdryer.
I was just going to say that. The coat hangers were like a real standout item for me because, yeah, she's got like all these incredible like luxury stuff and then there's some – who's asking someone to do sponsored content for coat hangers? Like –
yeah.
What?
And they weren't even wooden coat hangers.
They
were
plastic.
They were some nasty-looking plastic.
Yes.
Multicolor moment.
They were not like chic, wooden coat hangers. They were like really, really cheap. None of it looked super expensive. But again, we are the chumps. Like, I think I could
the
do a great job at that.
Oh, Find your hustle. Oh, oh God. We've been rewatching old Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We're on season 7 and we watched Rinna go do her CBS.
The Home Shopping Network or whatever it's called.
Yeah,
and she has
HSN. Yeah, yeah. She
what are they
duster,
called?
The Rinna Duster.
The Duster.
Oh.
Oh.
The way
my God.
She sells the shit out of that. Same way this woman in China is selling the shit out of these things. Well, we're not really selling the shit out of them, just like showing them for 3 seconds and throwing them at someone. But like
they're walking up the
we're
door.
Dumb. Like we need to be selling millions of dollars of product.
We need to.
I'd do the Rinna diaper as well. I wouldn't give a shit at this point.
I'd say, yeah, I agree. I'd sell throw literally anything. How do I get more money? I will
make a buck.
Make a buck. How do I keep paying for the way that I live?
Yeah.
Oh, really good though.
One day. Let's talk about women who are living beyond our means. Real Housewives of Sydney. Now, I need to – I had this – I don't know if it's a realization I had this week, but I'm really enjoying it, but I don't think of it like a housewives show. And I don't – and what I mean by that, I don't feel like it has the same beats as like a usual housewives series, but – I'm enjoying watching them every week and seeing everything unfold and seeing the interactions, but it, I don't know what it is. It doesn't feel like classic housewives or even like how Melbourne used to feel. Like it's just a very – it's a different show.
I totally get that. And, yeah, I feel that, and but I just hadn't articulated that. But that's exactly it. It's not housewives, but I really like it. I don't know what – it's like it's – not that it's heavier. Some parts are heavier in a really good way. Like this episode, like I actually cried. I was really crying. Like it doesn't take a lot for me to cry.
The Caroline stuff on the boat.
Oh my God, I was crying. It was awful. But, and I don't know, is it because there's that sort of like realness? I don't know, but why doesn't it not feel like housewives?
I think,
I don't know.
Well, yeah. And I think one of my main things, and I think part of it has to do with a few of the girls not being there, like Terry being away for a couple of episodes and now Victoria just like fucking off to Europe.
Yeah.
The thing that – this is the one thing that I think is missing, which is maybe why it doesn't feel exactly housewives to me. When you hate someone on the cast or you don't get along with them, the natural way housewives work is – you then have to do a few back-to-back events with that same person you can't stand and you're forced in the room with that person.
Face-to-face, like, and that's when the drama continues.
Yeah, and this kind of like, oh, now Victoria's just like fucked off to Europe. I'm like, oh, no, that's not how this works.
No.
Like,
and also this idea of like, you can't just go off to Europe in the middle of filming. That's what I have a problem with as well.
Yeah.
This is your job. You're being you're being paid to be on this show, and I know we're under the illusion that, you know, you're all just living your life, but you're being paid to be here. You can't just trot off on holidays in the middle of in the middle of it. And that's what I think too is like, oh, you can't be doing that. Like you got to commit to the whole thing.
Well, the same way, like, Kate, if we were like at our actual jobs, if we like imagine there was like a huge project on that was like, you know, live happening at the time, and you're like,
see you
girls, off to Europe.
Exactly. You'd be like, are you joking at me? You are a critical part of this. You cannot just get up and leave. But that's the whole thing. I don't like that. And I felt Terry not being there, I feel like, this week.
Yes.
And at the right point when I was like, oh, I miss her. And then she popped up on screen. But
yeah, because I was going to say when she popped back in, I was like, oh, fuck, I've missed you. Like, you're so good.
She's
like,
so
I actually
good.
Love you on the show.
And she has housewife energy to me. She's silly but serious and so glam. And that's, I felt, you can feel her not being there. And even Victoria as well. She's like ridiculous, and so you feel her not being there because that's the whole tension. We've just come off this huge kind of moment, and that fight last week was wild, and then for her then this week to just go Zaya, it was like, oh no, come on.
No, I want to see her like awkwardly trying to avoid Kate on that
beach
boat, she
on
can't
that
escape
boat.
For like for Sally's swish event. Like, I want to see her like dodging and, you know, going make fake conversation with Jack Vigen because, like, you know, she wants to get away.
Oh my God. I was dying at the shots of Jack Vigen there. Why was Jack Vigen the only celeb there? Like, I was like, was there nobody else here? He managed to be in every single shot. It was great.
Yeah.
But yeah, it doesn't, I really love it, but it doesn't feel like Housewives.
Yeah, but having said that, I am here for it. It's just like, I'm now just like trying to reconcile with the fact I've got to treat it as like.
Totally, it's different.
A different show. Like, it is definitely not like season two of the last version of it. Like, even though I know who Chrissy and Nicole are, it's like, it's not
different
that.
Different gals. Yeah, no. Agree.
Chrissy's yacht being called Just for Fun. I saw that on the back and I was like, of course.
Of course it's called that. I love that she's like takes that out, just the two of them on like a Monday. All I kept thinking is I need to be on that yacht now.
I want that fake invite she gave me at that launch party to be a real invite.
It's got to come true. We've got to get you on that in the summer. Oh, my God.
Just another few skinny bitches and we'll just pretend we're best friends.
Exactly.
Get on out there.
Oh, I loved it.
The contrast of like that scene where like Chrissy and Victoria are sitting on front of that like lovely yacht, and then you have like Kate and Sally like parked in between cars.
I was screaming. Like, why was that shot in the car?
Could you just get like at Bondi Beach, there's all the like grassland behind, just hop out, sit on the ground.
There's about 1,000 cafes, restaurants.
Sit on the actual fucking beach.
Sit on the beach. You could go anywhere. It did make me think though of like, I don't know about you, but like the thousands of like conversations I've had in like cars with people. But it was like when I was in my early 20s, when you'd like drive someone home and you'd be then in the car absolutely tearing somebody else to pieces, or you'd been to a dinner where you hated everyone at the dinner and then you'd spend like the next half an hour in like my little Hyundai Getz being like, oh, I hate them and I can't go.
Yeah, you used to do it because you couldn't go back into your home because we lived with our parents. Family there, because you wanted to go like talk about shit that you didn't want them to hear, so you'd sit in the car and be like, man, like talk exactly. about stuff.
But I just kept thinking about that.
Or hook up with whoever the partner was at the time.
Exactly. A car make out. But I was just like, what are they doing in this car? It just felt very close and awkward. And yeah, I laughed at that too. I was like, what's going on here?
Victoria, when she was younger, being sent to book week by her mum as Cruella de Vil.
Multiple times.
Phenomenal.
And then Chrissy, what was she just? She was like, no, no.
Yeah, she was like, she was a fashionista.
She was a fashionista. I was like, the just the spiraling justification that Cruella de Vil is her icon. Like, I was just like, no, stop dyeing the hair and everything. Probably in a real fur coat at book week, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, I don't doubt that for a second.
I can't even think what Chrissy said it in, like, reference to, but when Chrissy said to her, you're wrong.com.
Oh, yes. I had that written when she was talking about Victoria tanning in Europe, and
that's
she goes, oh,
what
you're
it
so
was.
Wrong.com.
The tanning, because she was like, I do everything wrong. I tan, I wear fur, and you're wrong.com. I was like, I am going to start saying that every day of my life. You're wrong.com. God, she's good.
Oh, can't wait to hear that in your repertoire next time.
It'll be added.
Chrissy's pronunciations of things actually kill me. Like when she was getting her makeup done before going on Sally's event, and she was talking about Kate at that lunch, and she's talking to her makeup artist going, she was like a rabid dog.
Then when she impersonated it, she was like, rah, 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 rah. I was like, oh my God. And she was like, I thought I'm the loud one. She's just such a hoot. I could watch her do anything. She's such a kook. I love it.
I wrote down Kate at the event calling Chrissy fucking Big Bird.
Again,
she hates
her. Hates her. Like, can not do anything right. She's like, oh, Big Bird coming in. I was like, oh my God. And what she kept referring to it all episodes, being like, I'm like a warrior with my like knives up or barriers up. I was like, why are you so aggressive on the instant? Like, instantly, she's just like, I'm going to destroy you. And you're like, oh, sorry, hi.
That was the strange thing. Like, even, like, I know Sally said, can you not bring up anything at the event, which was fine, but, like, she couldn't even handle, like, Nicole coming to speak to her properly. Like, she had her back up at Nicole trying to not say anything but also
but was
being,
so
like,
aggressive.
A psycho at the same
yeah,
time.
Yeah, when she get the –
you know, pull the knife,
pull
out,
the
of my
knife
back.
Out of my back. I was like, oh, my God. I'm like, you're being confrontational. You're starting a fight by doing that. Like, Nicole is not confrontational. So I'm like, Nicole is not going to bite onto that. But I'm like, you're so confrontational. And then even when Kate brought it up later, I think, to Sally, again, telling a very different version of that conversation, how she's like, no, I just said I didn't want to get involved in the drama. And it's like, you were stoking the fire, girl.
Yeah, she always, it's this weird thing where she kind of reacts really intensely, yes. but then she like kind of downplays anything that she's done.
Instantly.
And then she always, but then she talks about like, you know, confessionals, like she's just like this really like hard done by person that's been through all this stuff. And I'm just like, okay, well, maybe just talk that a bit more out loud with the girlies.
Exactly.
Like, tell the girls that, because then they might understand you a little bit better. Don't save it for the confessionals, doll.
That's it. Like crying in the confessionals, but to them she's so full on and so aggressive. So they've got their backs up. I would too. I would be like, hold your roll, girlfriend. Like, jeez, full on.
But the thing I did relate to Kate with was when Caroline was like crying to her about the whole mother side of it, and she was just like, "Oh, I'm like not a terrible hugger." And I remember this one time there was this, I was working in a pharmacy and I was working with this like older woman who started talking about like something to do with her like marriage. And we're standing like in like a vitamin aisle of like the store. Like it was just like fully upright kind of thing, not like in the middle of everywhere. And she started like bawling her eyes out, like telling me the story. And I just remember panicking at the time, not knowing what to do. And I just kind of stood there next to her while she was like, but I was like a teenager and I was just like, I know looking back now I should have like given her a hug,
like,
but it was also just this like
shoulder.
Light tap of like the elbow or something.
You
but
are
at the
not,
time I just absolutely froze.
I actually still think you'd be like that now. I don't feel that you're very
you don't sense the warmth.
No, I don't think you, I am very warm. You, I don't, you're not that warm.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? If someone is crying, you're not the person to go over and be like, oh, my God, are you okay at all?
No,
that is
I do not have
you.
A motherly instinct no. whatsoever. No, that's, yeah.
I'm too much.
I'll wear that.
You should wear that. No, I'm too much though. There's something about me though that people, when they instantly meet me, they like tell me too much. I don't know what it is. I can meet a stranger on a night out and within an hour I know their entire life story. It happens to me all the freaking time. I don't know. It's like really bizarre. I'm like, do I invite this energy in or something? I don't know.
But I invite you, full life story and I do really enjoy that. But I cannot do
not
emotion tears.
No.
Like that's the problem. If you get into your deep story and it's a lot of trauma and actual things that you need probably therapy for or something like that, I can't help you there. But if you want to tell me every deep, dark secret and everything that's fucked up with you, I am
I'm there for it.
Bells on. Ears are perked. I'm like, yes, tell me.
You do make
everything.
Friends very quickly as well. Like your people instantly want to be friends with you. They're like, oh my God, I want to hang out with him.
And I've made friends with some horrible people over the years, as you know. Ooh. And you're just like, how did you befriend that person on a night out?
Like how? How did this happen?
I also turn as well because I'll probably message you at the beginning of the night going, I've just met the worst person in the entire world. And
always.
Then like it'll be
then you'll send me a photo later, of like, you, the two of you together. That has happened so many times. You're like, this person is awful. I'm with the most awful group of people in the world. Yeah, 5 hours later, photo, like, besties. I'm like, who are you?
Yeah. I got home at 5.
You're like, I'm walking home now. I barely survived the night.
Yeah. We're actually going on a holiday next week.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh. But yes, if anyone ever meets me, please tell me everything. Just don't, no tears.
Don't shed a
no
tear.
No tears left to cry.
No tears. Ariana.
Yes. But there was, well, talking about tears, I know you actually probably, well, you said you had tears for this.
Did.
It was so fucking heavy. And I didn't realize so many of the women had gone through this same, like it was all, everyone was like, same thing happened to me.
I had like an experience with their family. It made me so sad. I just get so anything like that. I'm like, oh my God, like I was actually crying. I felt awful for her. And I really loved it seeing, I love Caroline. I just, it made me even this episode love her even more because she's so funny and she's so over the top. Like turning up in that outfit to Sally's was wild, to a vitamin launch in like the full see-through number. I'm obsessed with her. But then just how much, so much heart she has and Her mum sounds like an absolute riot as well. But
that conversation with Terry when she was saying about her, she was like, ladies, pull yourself together. And the way she was imitating her, I was like, I think she's your mother in a way. Yeah. But like, she just sounded so cool. I was like, oh.
I was like, I really loved that. But it was really sad. And I think as well, like Sally's story, like never gets any easier to hear. Like it's wild that she had like, everything that happened to her, getting her diagnosis and then having a baby the next day. It's like, that's not even real, you know, that things like that can happen. It's wild.
Well, Caroline was hearing it firsthand, like in that moment, and you could see her shock as well. She was like, what are you talking about? Like, because she told Nicole the other week, but she hasn't told the other women. And it's just like, it's such an insane story
that you just like, it's so heartbreaking. But I love seeing that as well. It brings like a lot of heart to the show. And I did love like then when, you know, Chrissy even like then put down the barriers and was like, let's have a little cook together. And I thought that was nice.
Now, something that was, I think, a lot on the funnier side was Nawal and Nicole doing their little self-defense class.
Carve McGrath. That. Hi. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like the kicking and the okay, I just don't know if you need to be putting your daughter in like such terror like that. Like if somebody comes up to you, you're going to have a physical altercation. I'm like, just wow, that is full on.
Yeah, she's basically like, you're going to the US, you're going to be attacked.
You're
going to
be attacked. There's no doubt about it. You're going to be attacked. And even when the guy did like the strangle around the throat one, I was like, my God.
That's a lot.
I was like, this is all a lot. Like, but then and then when he did the little like power grip on them, and they both fell to the ground. I was like, what is going on here? But she had quite the punch on her, old Nawal.
Oh, Nawal was all right, but I thought Nicole was great. Like she kicked Nawal to the ground and she just goes, I'm nothing. Imagine if it really was a predator. And then she was fake stabbing her as well. And I was like, stop it.
It was just so over the top. It's so full on. I'm like, oh my God, you are outrageous. It just had me cackling though. I was like, it's gone from 0 to 100. Like, oh my God. It was good.
Yeah. I'm enjoying seeing a bit more of Nicole. Like, she is like, she holds herself in a certain way, but I am enjoying like seeing
a
few different moments from her.
I agree. She's lighter this time round. You know, she's funnier or something. Doesn't take herself as seriously.
I do want to hear like a 8.5 kind of moment from her. Like I need a little little scream from her at some point, but we'll see if someone can get her to that point. And now the cooking class at the end. Love a pasta making night.
Well, I was actually thinking you would be loving this because Dan makes an incredible pasta and I have you just made it on the weekend as well, some lovely pasta in your isolation. You make pasta.
Have I cooked?
Yes, when we went down the coast.
Oh, down the coast. Yes, yes. You cooked. I made it down there.
You did. It was divine. With my
Lydia Scavello on.
Yeah, exactly. I loved that. I want to have an actual go at it. Like, I want to really do it. I've never done it.
Kate, like, she brings, like, even though she always talks about, like, the, what do you call it, married couples and all that kind of thing, wanting to know about her life, she brings up she's single.
Non-stop.
Quite a lot.
Non-stop. Yeah. And that's my, she's the one who kept saying, oh, when you're single, you know how to cook salmon. Do you? Like, is that what single people are doing? But she just brings it up nonstop.
When I was single, I was cooking salmon all the time.
No, don't.
Yeah, so I did relate to that, but I probably wouldn't, like, offer that information up, like, willingly to people.
the egg one as well. Everyone who's single knows how to make an egg. I was like,
yeah, that's the thing. She said, like, okay. The egg. I was just like, okay.
Thanks. Like, she's – I do think her – outfits are not bad.
Oh, you like the bold
colors?
Yeah,
I actually like. And I kind of maybe thought like, oh, she wouldn't have style or something. I don't know why. I don't know her. But I just thought maybe she's clearly hired a stylist. But I always think she turns up like looking really good. What she was wearing to that was not appropriate to make some pasta, but she looked great, I thought.
I don't know if Kate's going to survive around Chrissy if she's worried about Chrissy making a joke about Johnny's dick. Like, I feel like that's just par for the course. You know what I mean? As in, like, you're going to get that from
Chrissy
at every turn. So, if you don't like it, you're probably
never
going to be friends.
Like, you're never going to be friends. The two of them are just, like, never going to be friends. Like, clearly have nothing in common, like beyond nothing in common. And as well, I think there's like the total tension of who's the star and who's the loudest voice and everything. But just sit down and have a laugh, Kate. Like it's Chrissy's event. Laugh along at the jokes.
Sally probably doesn't even think it's funny. No. She's just giving a little giggle.
I told her, how many goddamn events and things have you been at when you're like, I can't stand the person, but you fake laugh. Yeah. You do it. You just go, kill me.
Train yourself up for it, especially as a housewife. It's like one of your main jobs.
Oh, totally. I'm like, this little forced interaction here is going to continue to happen for weeks and months and years, hopefully.
Yeah, the same way you had to hop on that little FaceTime with Victoria over in Europe for a split second.
That was great. Kate wanted to die. I actually loved.
She's like, hi.
Hi, Kate. Hi. Just standing in the back like that. That was really good.
And at the end, the girls come up with the reason to go to Tokyo, which was Caroline went there when she was 18.
They really as a ticket out of the Gold Coast. Stumbled their way through that, didn't they?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, God, just say we're going on a trip.
Yeah, and it was the weirdest back and forth because Terry was like, we'll go there because I want to go with you and you can show me around. And then 2 seconds later, Terry's like, I'll organize everything. And I'm just like, you just said you don't know where you're going.
Yeah, that's what I was like. So is it Terry's trip or Caroline's trip? Because, I can't wait for you to show me when I take you there. I was just like, what? But I can't wait to see them there. I'm hanging to go to Japan myself. I've never been. I'm dying to go.
And I also love that it looks like that it's Terry v. Chrissy over there. Like they just like start breaking down. I'm just like, okay, I'm
here for it. I liked that like bit of tension. We need, good to have Terry back. But I think it's clearly that Chrissy is just like very much someone who's like, if you're my friend, you're on my side no matter what.
Yeah.
And
nothing else.
Nothing else. And no matter what I've done, you are with me. And Terry's like, no, come on. Like, you've probably said something offensive.
Yeah, like she's literally just saying, when you're stirring up shit, I'll call it out. Like,
exactly.
Spade to spade, she's a truth teller.
She is, but I'll be happy to have our girl Terry back.
Also, nothing makes more sense than Caroline having worked at General Pants when she was younger.
I loved that reference. You know what I know? I was so jealous of the people that worked at General Pants. I thought they were the coolest people I'd ever seen in my life, wearing the fact that they wore Havaianas, and I just thought, wow, because my mom would never buy us like Havaianas. She was like, they're too expensive. I'll just get you the thongs from Kmart. And I'm like, Mom, how dare you ruin my life? And I just thought the people at General Pants wearing like Havaianas, a Subi denim skirt, and some like Bonds singlet. I just was, and a trucker cap. I was like,
what? Oh, the trucker caps went off at General Pants.
I was always so scared to go in the store though. When they talk to you, they always had to talk to you. I'd be like,
oh, and they were trying to be like your best friends in there.
Yes.
Oh.
That's what I find funny is that James used to work there.
Our dear friend James.
And I can't imagine him like talking to all. I feel like he would not have been so friendly to everyone.
I feel like that's in. I love he's just going to listen to this and we're just like
sorry, tearing James. Him apart. I love you, Jane, but seriously.
Maybe when he was younger, he had more time for people.
That's it. He does not have time.
In age.
He couldn't care less. He'd be like, okay, here's your Havaianas. Good luck to you.
Just to be on a fly on the wall to watch him.
Can you imagine? I would love to see him walking around Parramatta Westfields, General Pants. Yep. I probably went in there. That's actually the wildest part. I probably
passed each other. Ships in the night.
100%. Little like chubby acne braces, glasses, Kate Campbell like, hi.
All right. Let's take a break and we'll come back with what we're watching. And we're back with what we're watching. And criminally, we have not actually spoken about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills in weeks, which
is a crime.
I apologize for.
It's an absolute crime. What's wrong with us?
Kate, where are you at? Where are you at with the girls?
Name them. Name them. I have.
You're at a place of name them.
I've not stopped saying that for about a week. I even wove it into a work context and I even made myself laugh because I knew no one else was watching. I was like, name them. Everyone's like, I'm sorry. Are you okay? It's the tone is really weird this season. Sutton is nuts. Like,
yeah. Was she drunk?
Had to have been. Yeah, what was in that tea? What was in that tea? For starters, the acting of the impersonation of Erica was the wildest thing I've ever seen on that show. I was like, oh my God, calm down.
Yeah, it's not that serious.
It's not that serious. But I did love actually seeing like Kyle activated because Kyle's been so, you know, different gal this season. And it was the first time this whole season, like someone's actually like pushed her over the edge. I loved that. The scene between them was the best thing.
Oh, I'd be the same as well. Like I have this, I go mental if you're with someone who is like repeating and speaking over the top of you, like won't let you answer, but it's just repeating the same thing or just going in a circle. And I'm just like,
I hate it, that.
That drives me. I would be Kyle in that moment.
Me too.
Being like, shut the fuck up. Yeah.
Yes, me too. Like someone who's just then like talking at you and you're like, who are you? You were killing me. Sutton's is on another level this season. It's like actually bothering me. I'm like, calm down. Otherwise, I don't know. Do you think it has a weird vibe? There's nothing happening. Like,
no.
And like Kyle and Mauricio, they're down for. Absolutely.
Oh, they can't stand each other. Like that's
she doesn't want to know him.
Writing is clearly on the wall. Oh,
she doesn't want to
know
him.
Says red rum all over their house. They're just like, they are fucking done.
But I love Erica this season. New gal. She's back. Same. I'm like, I'm obsessed with you again. She's fun. She's light. And then even just the good little shade, totally humiliating Sutton when the dancers turned up in the elevator.
Oh, yeah, great. Like, that's what I want to see. Yeah.
I was like, pettiness at its finest. She nailed it.
Crystal said whole of three words this entire season.
Exactly. Like her birthday, but we never really saw her at her birthday trip. And also, like, where's the new bird? Why don't we know her yet?
I think she's in it from either it's like next week or the week after. They said she wasn't coming till like episode 6 or something. Yeah. So I was like, okay.
So I was like, what's
which
going
makes
on?
Me also they must have like known filming the show going, ooh, nothing's going on. We've got to get
someone. Exactly. We need someone's stat to like, Kyle's not drinking. Nothing is happening.
Yeah. They couldn't grab Brandy Glanville, sadly, because they're probably still in a lawsuit with her from Ultimate Girls
Trip.
What
a mess. What a mess. Will that season ever come out? Maybe not.
I hope so. That is such a good collection of women on that cast. It needs to see the light of day. And Alex McCord needs her moment.
Those Herman Munster shoes need to come out.
I know.
Oh, Alex.
Please. So pray to the gods. Yeah, no, I just, like, I... Garcelle, I don't know, her sons don't like her. That's pretty much all I know about her. Dorit has nothing.
This has got to be it for Dorit this season. There's nothing going on.
I forget what account pointed it out. Actually, I think it was Watch What Crappens that Dorit couldn't eat like the tuna melt in front of Kyle. Like she was like sticking a fork in it, then like lifting it up to her hands and like trying to pull it apart, but just like couldn't eat the tuna melt.
Oh, God. Yeah, nothing's going on with her. Nothing is happening.
No.
Nothing.
No. And PK's a pig. Like, he's just
horrid, horrid man. Like, the two of them. She can do better.
Can you imagine, like,
him?
The producers, like, saying to, like, Mauricio and him, like, do you two want to go out for dinner and bitch about your wives? Like, Why would you agree to that?
Exactly. Like, oh, that why? Because they just they got nothing going on. They got they'll take the money to appear in the show. Oh, no.
Anyway. I hope it picks up. I basically am just waiting for that one dinner with Camille and Denise.
Oh, totally.
And Cynthia Bailey there as well. Yeah. Like, I'm excited to see
those characters. That'll be great. But then my fear is, because that's like the only thing that's been teased, is that we're seeing there's nothing else in this. Nothing else is happening but that the whole season. But anyway, that dinner will be great.
We'll hold our breath till then. We may choke.
Yeah.
Potomac, are you caught up?
Yes, I'm caught up. Love those girls. I'm so happy. Yeah, on Sunday I did kind of like a crazy binge while Adrian was doing assignments, and I just went into my like vortex of heaven. Love. I can't think of her name right now, but this new girl that we
Necker.
Met. Yes, Necker.
Yes, she is
incredible. I am here for her. I'm like, she's the right level of everything.
Well, things given to her, like, you know, she's come from money. Like, I love that. And wear it on your sleeve.
Wear it with pride, girl. I love it. I just, they make me so happy, those girls. Like, what are you vibing on at this season?
I don't think a lot is happening.
No.
At this second, but I do, it's one of those shows I'm just happy like watching them, because they're like, they make me laugh. Like, totally. Karen's always like reading them to filth.
Exactly.
And I'm just like, that's enough for me sometimes. And there's just like
same
stupid shit going on. Like, even at Ashley's housewarming, when like that Deborah Sesame Street girl like went behind Robin, the like sound effect of like that like horror sound effect of her going hello, and it's like, and it's just like Robin going, oh hi. little things like that.
The edit on that show is like second to none. It's like, even when because I obviously did all three eps this weekend, and when they, I think it was maybe the first ep, and they do the flashback to Robin and Giselle's podcast when she's telling about all the the dumbness of Juan, the footage that they have up is Robin's house.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like haunted, and the screen is like purple, and it's all like, what am I watching? But I love the drama that gets added to this show. Like, the edit is so good. It's so silly in the best way.
They let the intern go crazy on iMovie and do like, here's some cracks in the houses. Exactly. Like, okay.
That one is no good. There is no way that marriage
He's shocking. That whole thing is just so hard to watch. And she's like, do you know what? You've just got to say at some point, being like, I don't fucking
literally
care. Literally. You know what I mean? Like, you can just be like,
just say that.
Look, yeah, I'm dead inside. I don't care anymore. I'm staying in the marriage.
But it's like, I would prefer that than this fakeness that she's walking around being like, oh, he didn't know. These stories that she's doubling down on are like insane. Yeah. And even now that Giselle is like, come on. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Just Robin. And I can't anyway.
It's
too much.
Too sad. Love Candace is still doing her deep space. Like, how is that album not done at this point? Like, what do you mean?
That's what I don't understand. And her talking about the budget for the tour. So, sorry, where is the money coming from? Her also refusing to sing with Drew again was really good. Like, Drew cannot sing. So, and like, Candace actually is really, really great. So I loved her just kind of being like, no, I won't.
As you hear her sing in the taglines.
Yeah. Yes. I got a real kick out of that. I'm actually loving Candace. I used to be not a fan of Candace
I could not stand, like, the first 2-3 seasons.
I was Team Monique. Like.
Oh, yes.
But I don't know, now she's funny. I really like her now. She's softened, but I think it's obviously going to ramp up next week now that Michael Darby is suing her, so he's going to get
That comment Candace made about Ashley having all the lies, and that's why her forehead's
I was like, ah, she reads
great.
Like,
she makes me laugh
better than anybody.
Shall we move on to Southern Charm?
Yes. Those are Those men are just so toxic. The annual dinner that Miss Patricia, poor Miss Patricia though, being unwell up in the bed.
Poor gal.
Poor gal. They're disgusting, all of them.
Oh, filth.
Like,
it's hard to watch when they're, especially when like none of the girls are around and they're just them. You're just like, ugh.
Yeah. You really kind of feel ill watching them, but they make me laugh. They still make me laugh. But all of them together, Whitney doesn't know how to live at all.
No.
But also, sorry, where is Leva and Vanita and
Vanita? Yeah.
Where is everyone this season? We're seeing, I'm seeing Paige more than I'm seeing those girls. Like, they're not in the show.
It makes no sense. Like, the guys are getting an insane amount of screen time.
So much.
Like, not like, I don't hate it too. It's not like when I see Jersey Men, but it's like, it's really, we're just like not getting barely any of the girls. The only girls we're getting are like Olivia and Taylor, which are just like, it's always such a sad, depressing
moment with them. It's too much. I think it's, well, it's like, because those girls are not friends. I think that is the problem.
No.
Is that there's not a strong girlfriend group. So then there's no gathering.
Like Cameron back or something. Like, yeah, just something to kind of link them. Because she's good friends with Leva and stuff. Like, they just need her. And then Cameron's good friends with the boys. Yeah. So she just needs to, like, come back. Because, like, also, Catherine's off the show now. And the biggest problem was Catherine was, like, throwing around the rumors about Cameron's partner cheating. Well, like,
that
there was something
the
like that where that's why she left. Now Catherine's gone. Like,
come back. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But this is still though, like, I love Southern Charm. Like, it makes me happy when I watch it. I feel very calm watching their chaos. It makes me very happy.
Something I would just say I'm probably not enjoying that much at all is Winter House, which usually it's just like a fun escape for me, but I'm just like,
it's hard work.
Also the below deck people annoy the shit out of me. Like,
I don't want to see them.
Malia and Katie. I'm just like, I don't like
it. Me either. I don't think below deck people work outside of their universe or something.
No.
Don't you think, like, because I guess it's like on their show, they're like working. They're actually working, unlike other people.
Yes.
I don't find them as likable or
also that, like,
it's off.
What's his name? That is it, Alex. Is he the guy? Yeah. He's also treating the women like they're on a boat. Because, like, you know how, like, on a boat, there's that weird Kentucky energy where anyone just, like, hooks up with whoever or it doesn't really matter. And it's like he's forgotten that he's, like,
you gotta live with them
in the real world now. Yeah. And they're, like, you're living with them and you're all, like, meant to be friends. And he's just like, meow, like, you're nothing serious with her. Like, what's going on here? I'm just like, you can't be
doing that.
And all these people are in, like, their 30s as well. Like, you can't be fucking around like this.
I'm like, Danielle can see everything you're doing. Like, she's standing a meter away from you and you're not getting away from it. Yeah, they like, said it. It's off or something. I don't think the mix of people is a good mix.
No.
I don't think they all kind of work. It's a really odd – and not that Amanda brings much, but her then not being there at the beginning – felt weird. Paige not be, I don't know.
Yeah.
I missed like that core summer house crew being there.
I'm shocked at how, like, Kyle and Amanda are such, like, a grounding force these days. When you think back to, like, early summer house and the chaos they were, it shocks me to this day that I'm now looking at them going, oh, thank God these stable people, like, around the rest of them.
Like, how? But how can they keep going? She's got to have a baby soon. Like,
oh, absolutely.
I just keep thinking
not that.
Not
that I want them to for the show, but, like,
it's like this has got to end. But I don't, there's nobody to take over their place. It's not working, that group. And I really
it could have been Carl and Lindsay, but they're
Did you see what on the that she was with what's that guy's name? That Johnny
Bananas
on the day of the wedding that was meant to be the wedding. I was like, that's dark.
The crossover I didn't want.
I was like, really? Like, that's the person you've picked to kind of be like, look, watch out, Carl. This is where I've been. He'd be like, okay.
Yeah, Jesus.
No.
Well, good luck to her. Hopefully
good
she's just getting dicked down if she wants
to
be. Like, if that's just what she's up to right now.
Exactly. Good luck to her.
Throw it in Kyle's face with a shot chaser.
Yeah. Oh, God. Gosh. I can't wait for that.
I am like, lightly looking forward to the next Summer Me House, too. Even though I didn't enjoy the last season too much. I just have a feeling the Lindsay breakdown of it all will be a phenomenal watch.
What I think is going to be great is I think we're totally going to see, like, a different version. She's going to she thinks that they were fine the whole season until he broke up with her. That's not going to be the case.
Oh, they were not
They
fine.
Will be, like, so toxic the entire season. I'm sure they'll be fighting every single episode, and it will not be a surprise at all that they don't end up together.
And I'm sure you've probably found out via you watching Big Brother via TikTok that Jordan won.
Yes. Yeah. I've just been watching those videos nonstop.
Congrats to a dry, cynical gay winning Big Brother.
Yes. So. I keep seeing on the videos, is he still wearing the necklace? Henry's necklace. Love that.
How cute.
He's funny.
Yeah, congrats to him.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I really like him.
It was a nice little end. I have to say the last 2 weeks of that show was a hard watch. I feel like they got rid of all like the interesting people and you were just sitting there going, ooh.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But look, it was a good season up until probably like the last week and a bit. I was like, yeah. But look, we got there.
Mm.
Are you watching anything else, Kate?
I'm watching, and I'm obsessed with it, Fellow Travellers. I can't get enough of those two, those men.
I sent you that image the other day, that one that Evan Roskatz put up of, what was it, Matt Bomer, Jonathan Bailey, Paul Mezcal, and
the hot priest.
Was it something Scott? Andrew Scott.
Yeah, and Andrew Scott.
God,
what a
collection.
That combination of men. As I said, do you just add in Jeremy Allen Scott and I'm done. I am done. Yeah. So, yes, I've been absolutely devouring that show. And I've started, but I can't keep going with it. The Robbie Williams doco. It's not good.
I was so shocked everyone was what do you call it? Trotting around Moore Park. And then I didn't know there were so many Robbie Williams fans on my Insta feed. I was like going through
Everyone was at that concert. I didn't even know he was here. Like, what?
Oh. People love him.
Mums are mad for him. Like, it's absolutely. He's mum fodder. What about you? What are you watching?
I've almost finished my watch of Kel on Earth, which I found on a random site.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
The one season wonder of our Kelly Catrone's Bravo show.
So cool.
Filmed on a dime. It's
oh, my God. Great.
It's the most toxic workplace, the way they scream at each other. It's just
so
phenomenal.
Good.
Like, it's just about, like, there's just moments where if, like, the middle kind of assistants are stressed, they will then scream at the interns because they're like, they shouldn't be stressed. You should be stressed. You shouldn't look so good. You look well rested. They're like, my staff shouldn't look crazy because you should be the ones under pressure. And they're just screaming at these like interns. I'm like, this is wild. And they're all just in the same space. Like, they're in the same room. No one's in an office.
Like,
they're all
covered
just like
in clothes. The memory I have in my mind of like that.
Oh, they have
revolution.
A few like, yeah, rooms. Yeah. They have a few like showrooms and stuff. And they're always like,
racks
just every,
of clothes.
Like, yes. And like every few seconds, they're like, go clean the studios. Like, someone's coming. They're always just like rearranging the racks.
That just
and
gives
stuff.
Me like early.
And it's like,
trauma.
Why haven't these invitations been set out? Like, what are these bags? Who wrote the names on these bags? And it's just like,
it's screaming. Fucked. Excuse me, full trauma of like my early days in PR, working in fashion PR. And I was just like, oh, this is awful. You need to clean the showrooms and like unpack all the deliveries. And you're just, it feels life or death. And you're being paid.
Oh, it is, especially to Kelly Catrone. Yeah, exactly. And they're also, and the stress of it as well, they're going through like the recession at that time and they just keep mentioning it. And Kelly's like, I've put 50 to 60 grand of my own money into this company. We're going through a recession. I'm trying to keep us alive. The fashion industry's in the ground. Like, it's just like,
it's so high stakes.
It's insane.
It's like, why?
And there's just like the last episode I watched, she's like getting interviewed by this guy for something and she's like chowing down into a sandwich as she's like, he's asking her questions. And he's like, is the fashion like industry going to recover from this? And she's like, no. And they're just like eating into the sandwich. And I'm just like,
she's so full on, that woman. I just, an icon of like,
Oh, she's great. I love her. Loved her on The Hills, oh, The City. This is just like she was phenomenal the best. To watch.
So. And like I've loved even just the recent comeback of her because she's friends with Anna Delvey and doing Anna,
yep.
organizing Anna Delvey's show in that warehouse because she couldn't leave because she's on house arrest. Like,
yeah.
I was just like, great work. Nuts.
Bring back Kel on Earth. Bravo, if you're listening. Just see what she's doing these days. Yeah, so
bring it back.
Revive it. And then something I'm actually listening to, I've started the audiobook train finally on Spotify. So I'm listening to The Vanity Fair Diaries by Tina Brown, which is actually quite very interesting. And I feel like it's kind of going hand in hand with my Kel on Earth watch. Like it's this very like
industry
kind of thing, and it's her like, you know, from like the late 70s through the 80s and like all the
her diary right entries from alley. Like
it's like actually fascinating. So, and it's just about like going to parties. She doesn't drink alcohol, so she's around all these people who like a bit like over the top and stuff, but she like remembers everything. That's why she's like
she's got a whole diary.
Yeah,
she knows what happened. Oh, I love the sound of that.
Yeah, so it's actually really good. Listen. So yeah, highly recommend.
Love that.
Now, Kate, are you getting renewed or cancelled this week?
I reckon renewed this week. I'm feeling more myself again. I feel like actually I have nothing to report, but I have hope of renewal.
Great. It's inner energy.
Yeah, exactly. What about you?
Renewed this way. I feel like coming back from COVID, I feel like, you know, lively, sprightly, you know, trying to give it a bit of
zing.
Zazz.
Bam, he's back, baby. Yeah, love that.
Yeah, so I'm just going to try and sit in that for a bit and see where that takes me. So keep it renewed.
Stunning.
Kate, where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Katie Cam.
And I'm at Dan Tom Morrison on Twitter and Instagram, or at Gasbagging on TikTok and Instagram also. Kate, thank you for doing this again. Lovely to talk, as always.
As always, lovely to talk to you every single day of my life.
Yeah. And I'll be speaking to you right after this.
Imminently.
No doubt. Yeah. Thank you and farewell.
Bye.